وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذ سمع وجبة فقال هل تدرون ما هذا؟ قلنا الله ورسوله أعلم. قال هذا حجر رمي به في النار منذ 70 خريفا فهو يهوي في النار الآن حتى انتهى إلى قعرها فسمعتم وجبتها. رواه مسلم. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه يقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم when suddenly he heard a sound of something falling. It was a very deafening sound, a very loud bang. Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم asked us, do you know what was the sound? We replied, Allahu wa Rasuluhu A'lam, Allah and His Rasul know best. We did not know. Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم then explained, he said, it was a rock which was thrown into Jahannam 70 years ago. It continued falling into Jahannam and now it reached the bottom of Jahannam, resulting in the sound that you heard. From this hadith we can understand how enormous is the depth of Jahannam. And of course Jahannam is so huge, so huge. The Quran mentions it in such a beautiful way to explain the vastness of Jahannam. When Allah will put the people of Jahannam into Jahannam, may Allah save us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask, Halim tala'ati, are you full Jahannam? Jahannam will reply, Wataqul, Hal min mazid, are there any more to come? In other words, I still have space in me. And we mentioned the hadith in the beginning, the 70,000 angels will be pulling and dragging Jahannam. 70,000 rains it will have, and each rain there will be 70,000 angels to it. So Jahannam is absolutely huge, vast, and this was a rock which Rasulullah heard, and the Sahaba also heard. This was the mu'ajiza of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah made it such that the Sahaba also heard this deafening sound of this huge rock. That 70 years ago, before that incident, it was thrown into Jahannam, and on that particular day, they heard the sound of the rock. وعن عدي بن حاتم رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما منكم من أحد إلا سيكلمه ربه ليس بينه وبينه ترجمان فينظر أيمن منه فلا يرى إلى ما قدم وينظر أشأم منه فلا يرى إلا ما قدم وينظر بين يديه فلا يرى إلا النار تلقاء وجهه فاتقوا النار ولو بشق تمرة متفق عليه. This hadith came before in which Adi bin Hatim رضي الله عنه said that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said on the day of Qiyamah every single one of you will Allah Ta'ala will speak to him. Every single one of you. Allah Ta'ala will speak to him and there will be no interpreter between you and Allah. Normally if you have an interpreter, then there is some benefit for you because perhaps he can assist you in explaining or convincing the other party. Or whilst he is mentioning what you have said, then you can still think of something else what you're going to reply. Here there'll be no person. Directly you're talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody to interpret, nobody to intervene, nobody to assist you. The person will then look towards his right and he will only see the deeds that he sent forward in this world towards the Akhirah. He will look to his left again. He'll only see those deeds that he sent towards the Akhirah. Then he will look in front of him and he will not see except Jahannam glaring in front of him. So in other words, the person will look left, right, to find some path of safety from Jahannam. But he will only see Jahannam in front of him. Nabi Kareem saw some mentioned so beautifully, if you want to save yourself from the Jahannam, then protect yourself, save yourself from Jahannam. Walau, even though it means by giving in sadaqah a part of a date, or half a date, not even one whole kajur. You just made half a kajur. You broke the date into two pieces. And half a piece you gave genuinely in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will use that half a date for you, protecting you from Jahannam. So why is Jahannam is so severe? It is so painful, and the person will be seeing Jahannam in front of him. Rasulullah shows us the ilaj, the protection. How you save yourself from Jahannam? Give out sadaqah, and Allah will protect you from Jahannam. May Allah give me and all of us tawfiq to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.